just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
My thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks also to both Brandon Legal Group and Bill Curry Ford for their continuing support. We're season 7. We're going to give you a minimum 55 episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast this year. And remember, you can email me your specific fantasy football questions anytime, one email per week. I've responded to every email for about 5 years now. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com, Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Recording this on a wet, stormy Thursday early afternoon from my home in Tampa, so I will be ignoring the Thursday night game between the Falcons and Panthers. That will likely be complete by the time this podcast posts. Also, I will be ignoring the early morning game from Germany in this podcast simply because I've already covered that game. That is in a separate podcast, the spinoff to this podcast. That's the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin, which provides a lengthy discussion and analysis of Seahawks and Buccaneers. So let's move right ahead, game by game. I'm going to give you a thought, try to keep this brief. Week 10, a lot of things are going on. I mean, you got the number one player in fantasy football with an arm injury, elbow injury, whatever you want to call it. That could impact a lot of things. You've got some teams that may be making some changes as it relates to their backfields. We're past the trade deadline. It's tough to keep up. So remember, anything I say right now, that by the time you listen to this podcast, something could be changed. I'm only going on what I have available to me at the time of the recording of this podcast, looking ahead to Sunday's game. So by the time you hear this, you may know different information as it relates to your players or the players we talk about. 1 o'clock Eastern time kickoffs on Sunday. Lions and Bears. From a Lions standpoint, really Williams is the guy who seems to produce every week for the Lions. That fast start for Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown, not maintained, and the Lions, one of the worst teams in the NFL, can expect them to turn the page again in the offseason, but Williams certainly looks like a backup running back who is going to continue to see the bulk of the work until further notice. From the Bears standpoint, Justin Fields is off a monster game. The last few weeks, he's put up a ton of fantasy numbers. You can go with it again this week. If you want to plug and play, or you picked up Justin Fields, or you've been riding it the last couple of weeks, or your normal quarterback is, I mean, if you're not sure what's going on with Josh Allen, and at the time we talk about this, Kyler Murray's status suddenly in question, if you're tired of the Tom Brady, you know, one touchdown a week, and Justin Fields is sitting there, it's probably not a bad option. Khalil Herbert, who'd been putting up RB2 numbers for the season, despite only starting two games, a real dud last week, just not sure what to make of it. I think he's the better option than David Montgomery. I know Montgomery owners are probably not using him. So Justin Fields is Justin Fields for the Bears and Williams for the Lions seem to be the only real strong starting options in this game. Browns and Dolphins. Browns coming off a bye week, right? Which was off the Monday night thrashing on Halloween of the Bengals. For the Browns, it's all about Chubb and Amari Cooper. Those are your two players. Kareem Hunt didn't get traded. From what I've seen of Kareem Hunt, did he get old? Can he not make the first guy miss anymore? It doesn't look the same. I own him. I'm waiting for a potential domino to fall where he might be the starter, but there's clear separation between Chubb and Hunt this year since week one. From a Dolphins standpoint, a lot of options here. Jeff Wilson had a strong debut. So if you're a Mostert owner, you're worried. I'm playing Wilson this week because I have Ramondre on bye. So I'm using Jeff Wilson this week, who was involved last week. Remember that the head coach of the Dolphins came from the Niners, so he knows Mostert. He knows Wilson. And obviously, Hill and Waddle have been excellent starters for you all year. Broncos and Titans. From the Broncos standpoint, they're off a bye too, right? Yeah, they are. So they acquire Chase Edmonds. What that means for Melvin Gordon plays out in this game. I would imagine Melvin Gordon will get some work, but I would imagine Chase Edmonds will too, and probably Latavius Murray as well. The Broncos are a fantasy mess, and you only really play a Bronco if you have no other option, and that includes their best fantasy performer in Cortland Sutton, who's really not that great. Anyway, maybe at best a flex player, a wide receiver three. Titans aren't much better. It's all Derrick Henry. Treylon Burks is coming back, but who the hell's going to get him the ball? So with the Titans, it's really only Derrick Henry that you can count on. Vikings-Bills. Okay, so Willie or Woney as it relates to Josh Allen. So you just got to keep checking status here. I like Case Keenum as a backup. And 5 years ago, Case Keenum got the Minnesota Vikings to the NFC title game. And the only reason he didn't continue was because Mike Zimmer's an asshole. And clearly the Vikings are better. Duh, without Mike Zimmer, look at how they're playing this year. So from the Bills standpoint, Case Keenum would be very motivated in this game, although the guy who he wasn't big on him is no longer there, but it's still his former team. He'd still want to keep things going for the Bills. I guess you can plug and play Case Keenum if he goes for Josh Allen, but I have a feeling this is going to go right down to the end, and I don't know how it's going to be. I think you keep Diggs in the lineup no matter who plays quarterback. I don't know if you play Gabe Davis. That's the way I would look at it. From the Vikings standpoint, play the hits. Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen is sort of a flex play, and I don't know that he's a great one at this point. Most of what the Vikings are doing that's consistent is Cook and Jefferson. Cousins right down there. Fringy quarterback starter. Fringy. Texans-Giants. Check status on Damian Pierce. He popped up on either an injury report or limited or did not practice early in the week. Much like the Titans, where Derrick Henry is the only player worth starting, Pierce is the only player worth starting on the Texans. If he doesn't play, I guess you could plug and play Rex Burkhead if you're really, really desperate for a flex player or starting running back, but only if Pierce is inactive. Giants, other than Barkley, you're keeping an eye on Wandale Robinson to see what he does, and Daniel Jones needs a bounce-back game. He's off a bye week. I would imagine Dable did some good things with Jones, having the extra time to do so. I expect a good game here from Daniel Jones. He didn't have one 2 weeks ago. And loser Lovie Smith will lose this game. That's what loser Lovie Smith does. Jaguars and Chiefs. Man, it seems like we're really focusing on, for so many teams, the only strong play is a running back, and it's ATN here. Christian Kirk he's still putting up points. I guess you can still get away with him as sort of a low-end wide receiver, too. He had that fast start, but he still scores. he still is involved, and that's about all I can say for the Jaguars. From the Chiefs' standpoint, Mahomes was great last week. Kelce continues to be so consistent as a top five pass catcher. Running back wise, good luck. There are any number of guys involved in the Kansas City backfield. And we wait to see if Kadarius Toney is going to get more involved with another week with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And yeah, in recent weeks, Mecole Hardman has been a nice play. I just don't know if it's sustainable. And it's not just because Toney is there. You know, it's funny how Schuster had a couple of good weeks, then Hardman had a couple of weeks. Maybe Tony's going to have a couple of weeks, or maybe it's just going to be all Travis Kelce, or maybe they're just going to throw two more touchdowns in a game to Clyde Edwards-Helaire and confuse us all. Saints and Steelers, yuck. Well, Kamara, and based on some, I didn't spend a lot of time on this, if you were still worried that Kamara could face discipline from the NFL at some point this year, like during your fantasy playoffs, apparently that's not going to happen. So that's all down the road, past your fantasy playoffs with Kamara. You can certainly play Olave. I haven't played Taysom Hill as a tight end in a month, and I just got a feeling in this game at Pittsburgh, he might be worth putting back in the lineup. I'm talking about my own team, just openly with you. I haven't done it in a while, but something feels like, I don't know why they're just not putting him at quarterback for a game. I get that he's not a long-term answer, but at this point with New Orleans, they know Andy Dalton doesn't have it. They know Jameis doesn't have it, or Jameis is really hurt even more than we know. Taysom Hill has and can take all the snaps in a particular game. So I'm potentially looking at that. Jaylen Warren, a rookie from Oklahoma State, could be more involved in the bad Steeler offense out of the bye week. Mike Tomlin's going to win some games here the second half of the season. It doesn't look good, but even Matthew Berry talked in his Fantasy Life email this week how you could buy low on the Steeler offense, whether it was Pickett or Pickens or Warren. And at this point, if you're a Najee Harris owner, it looks like more of the same. I think he's been playing hurt. Tomlin was asked, and Tomlin didn't deny it, but he didn't confirm it. So there you go. Where else are we looking here? And you're hopeful if you're a Diontae Johnson owner that some good things are going to happen. I don't know that I'd play Diontae Johnson this week. Colts, Raiders, speaking of messy offenses or just messy organizations, your guess is as good as mine with the Colts. I don't own anyone with the Colts. If you are a Jonathan Taylor owner and you picked him number one before Derrick Henry or Christian McCaffrey or Cooper Kupp or Saquon Barkley, yeah. Well, others did too. Michael Pittman owners, you invested a draft pick in someone you felt would be more productive. I don't know. From the Raiders' standpoint, you keep playing Adams and you keep playing Jacobs and Daniel Carlson. And that's about all you can count on with the Raiders. Cardinals-Rams, again, Kyler Murray, I assume he's going to go, but there was a Wednesday report that brought up questions about Kyler Murray. James Conner seems to be getting to a point where you could finally get something out of him, keep checking status, and obviously you're playing DeAndre Hopkins. Rondale Moore right now is kind of doing what Chris Godwin isn't. It's the best way I can sort of describe that. And Zach Ertz is a top five tight end, although that's not saying much. Rams, again, not much, right? Cooper Kupp. And keep an eye on who gets the touches in the backfield. Kyren Williams might be involved this week, and it's another chance for Cam Akers. I don't know that anyone's a strong start for the Rams, though, other than Kupp, although Kupp may be operating with a different quarterback. Keep checking status there. Cowboys and Packers. Feels like Ezekiel Elliott's going to play, but I don't know that that necessarily means you bench Tony Pollard. If Ezekiel Elliott plays, you play Elliott. If Ezekiel Elliott plays, you play Pollard. And you're certainly playing CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott and Brett Maher as well. We don't talk a lot about kickers. Packers, yeesh. Aaron Jones is nursing, I think, an ankle injury, but it certainly feels like he's going to go. A.J. Dillon, given more opportunities and two shots on the one-yard line last week against Detroit, failed miserably. He had one big run. It was his longest of the year. Other than Alan Lazard, he just scores touchdowns. There's no other pass catcher you can count on with the Packers. Sunday night game is Chargers 49ers. You're definitely starting Eckler. And Justin Herbert stays in your lineup, but he's obviously been below your expectations this year. I guess you're just hopeful that rather than handing off to Eckler, it's an official pass attempt to Eckler that gets you your 4 points passing rather than handing Eckler the ball. Not a lot. I mean, the Chargers sort of bubble up pass catchers who have a good week the way the Chiefs do running backs. Or if you want to include Juju and Mecole Hardman and maybe Kadarius Toney here at some point. Because there's so many guys with Keenan Allen's lingering injury, it just leads to someone different each week, but it's certainly not consistent. From the Niners standpoint, more McCaffrey now that he has yet another week in San Francisco. I think they were off last week. Keep checking status on Debo. That might mean good things for Brandon Ayuk. And George Kittle has had a good month. He's been healthy. Monday night game, Washington and Philadelphia. Let me take the easy part of this. You've loved what you've gotten all year from Sanders, Brown, to a lesser extent, Devontae Smith. But he's had some good games, and he has scored more than he has in the past. And, of course, Jalen Hurts. Goddard is more involved. If you're asking me, beyond the top five tight ends, including Taysom Hill in there, is there one other guy worth watching? It's probably Goddard right now. Not Kate Otten. It's probably Goddard. From the Washington standpoint, Brian Robinson's a great story, but he's just not very productive. And they take him off the field in obvious passing down situations for Gibson. McLaurin stays in your lineup, and that's about all that Washington has going. I actually cut Robinson in one of my leagues this week. Again, happy he's healthy, but his per carry average and lack of explosiveness is obvious. And he's only a rookie, so I hope it gets better. It might be the pass blocking. It might just be his inability to see where he's supposed to go or make the first guy miss or get more yards after contact. But, Gibson looks like the better back. Gibson playing with a chip on his shoulder. That's about it. Any other individual questions, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. Thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast.